Meruba means v'chabur muetis. There are a small amount of people on this Korban Pesach. Sha'pesach meruba lehem. The Korban Pesach alone serves enough meat. For loyavi chagiga. Loyaviu chagiga. They don't have to bring Korban chagiga. So since the owners know they don't have to bring Korban chagiga, that's why they didn't take care of the butcher's knife. Because again, they have no use to use it. Because for the Korban Pesach alone, you can't break the bones. For the Korban chagiga, they didn't plan to bring Korban chagiga. Fred Gemara, no, that's not a good answer. Mino yada. How do people know that? Said Rashi, habayla mishloi shosa. Like, you want to tell me now on the 13th day of Nisan, let's say the owner knows he has his kupitz, he has his butcher's knife, that's tummy. So you're telling me now the Bailam thinks to himself, I have no reason to bring it to the mikveh today. Because tomorrow I'm not going to use it anyway. Why not? Because right now our Korban Pesach is plenty. We do not need a Korban Chagiga. So for the Korban Pesach alone, I can't break the bones anyway. I can't use the knife. Fred Gemara, how do you know that? Shetecha barosa muetis. How do you know you're going to remain only a few people on the Korban Pesach? Hare kol shor boyin v'nimnim alov. The halacha is mamish up until Erev Pesach, right before the Shechita, right before you shech the Korban Pesach. If somebody comes along and says, here's $5, I want to be part of your Korban Pesach, you're allowed to do it. The halacha is v'nimnim alov anoshim me'alma v'koinu lehemboi chelik min abaylam. Ad shas Shechita. Mamish, up until you shech the Korban Pesach, you're still allowed to either you sell to somebody else, or else let somebody else be a partner with you. You could keep on adding more and more people to the Korban Pesach. Hilkach, loikim lei shetecha burim uetis, omat for the kupiets, shem yovech hagiga b'tzorach l'shvirach l'atzomais. Still a kashem. When the Bailam now is standing Yud Gimel, 2 days before Pesach, if he has a hatchet here, this butcher's knife, this tummy, he should feel, no, I have to be table put into the mikvah. Because even though right now we only have 5 people on this korban and we don't need a korban chagigom, but he has to be afraid. Maybe by tomorrow there'll be 20 more people coming along that's going to want to become partners in our korban, and by tomorrow we'll be loaded. We won't have enough meat for everybody to fill our stuff up. So we will have to bring korban chagigom. And if we bring a korban chagigom, then I'm allowed to use my butcher's knife to bang open the bones. So again, it's a kasha. Why do you say you find the butcher's knife? It's Tomei, why don't we say for sure the owner put it into the mikveh yesterday? Because maybe he'll use it tomorrow. You can't tell me he knows there's only a small amount of people. Maybe more people will come by tomorrow. So Mar says, Elav Shabbat B'tumah. I say it's talking about that Rov of the Tziba was Tomei. That's what we're talking about. So Rashi says, Shabbat B'tumah, Shiroi Tziba Tomeim. Most of the people are Tomei today. Utanan, we learned before, that Bezman Shabbat B'tumah Ein Mevi and Imer Chagigah. That we said that you're allowed to bring the Korban Betumah, only the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is Dechuya by Tzibur of Betumah. Mashenken, to bring a Korban Chagiga, that you're not allowed to bring. If you're Tomei, you can't bring a Chagiga. So we're talking about now on Yud Gimel, most of the people were Tomei. So since you were Tomei, you knew for sure that tomorrow you're not going to bring the Korban Chagiga. So therefore, the owner had no reason to take care of his butcher's knife. He felt the monashach. Tomorrow, what are we going to bring? Only a Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach, I can't break the bones. I don't need a butcher's knife. For the Korban Chagiga, since most of the people are Tomei, we're not going to bring the Korban Chagiga. For tomorrow, what are we talking about? For tomorrow, Mino Yadai, again, how do we know though? How do you know you're Tomei? Strashi Mino Yadai Abayla Meshloi Shosa, Kishimat Filon Sakineim, Shiroi Tziba Tomeim. How do you know that? How do you know most of the people tomorrow be Tomei? Are you a Novi? Maybe they won't be Tomei tomorrow. And tomorrow year, we're talking about a case, the Miss Nasi. The Nasi, the president died, the king died. So what? Said Rashi, O mitzvah l'chol Yisrael asasek boy. When the Nasi of the Yisrael dies, there's a mitzvah for everybody to be Yisrael in his kvura. So Mestama, most of the people, the majority of the people will come to his levaya. I don't know, either they'll carry him, they'll touch him, or they'll be in the same oil, there'll be a big room where they'll make levaya, and most of the people will be there. And we're afraid that most of the people will become Tommy. So he knew that. Fred the Gemara of the Amos. When did he die? Elaima the Miss Mishloi Shasa. If you want to tell me what did the Nasi died on Yud Gimel, Ivazoi Sakin Lomeli, the Mitzvule. If the Nasi died on Yud Gimel, so come to say everybody's going to be Tomei now for 7 more days. So tomorrow on Erev Pesach, everybody's still going to be Tomei. So even your knife, you don't have to be terrible in the mikvah. But what's going to be so wrong? Tomorrow you'll be tummy. You're tummy anyway. But the reason why you bring the Korban Pesach was since you have robed tzibur that are tameim, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach with tzibur. So the knife also should be tamei. The Braisa says clearly no. The Braisa says if you find this knife, you have a right to nem on its tohor, that the Bailam put it into the mikveh yesterday. If the Nasi died on Yud Gimel, the Bailam would not put it into the mikveh. He has no reason for it. Because tomorrow on Yud Dalid, even though he's tummy, he's allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. So I could bring him with a knife that's tummy also. And the Gemara of Yelo Demis B'Yarbosa, you have to say no, the Nasi died on Erev Pesach. He died on Erev Pesach. So then we say what? That on Yud Gimel, on the 13th, he did not know the Nasi is going to die. So the Chura then, he had to worry about his knife to make the Korban Pesach, so he put the knife into the mikvah. Mashenke and the kupitz, that he didn't do. The butcher's knife, not. For the Gemara, why? My shino sakin. How come you're telling me now his shechit knife? The matzvah, that on Yud Gimel Nisan, if it was tameh, for sure the Bailam put it into the mikvah to make a torah. Why? Because he did not know the Nasi is going to die. He thought that he's going to have to make a Korban Pesach betairah tomorrow, so he wants to have a knife that's torah. So the same svar should apply to the kufitz, to the butcher's knife. If the person now feels that it'll be Torah on Yud Dalid, so on Yud Dalid he has to be afraid maybe you'll bring a Korban Chagiga. If he brings a Korban Chagiga on Erev Pesach, that is no issa to break the bones. So on the Korban Chagiga you're allowed to use a butcher's knife to crack the bones. So why didn't the owner take care of his butcher's knife before Yom Tif on Yud Gimel? So there it says, Loi Tzarich, we have to be talking about the Nasi Geises B'Shloish Osa. We're talking about the president of the Yidin. The Nasi was a Geises. His mamish about to die. He was very, very sick. A Geises means mamish, he's on his deathbed. And this was on Shloish Osa, on Yud Gimel. So as far as like this now. So now, Sakin Dechat Sveika Matfulon. Now the owner now on Yud Gimel owns two types of knives. One knife, a Sakin, he could do a Shchita with it. The second knife is this kupis, this butcher's knife. You don't use for shchita. You only use to chop bones. So now, he's on Yud Gimel. So he has a suffix now. I'm saka true. Maybe the Nasi will die tomorrow. If he dies tomorrow, most of the tzibah is going to go to Lovaya. They'll touch him, and most of the tzibah will become tameh. And then true, I don't have to be toivum, my knife. Because if most of the tzibah is tameh, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach even though you're tameh. Then even though the knife is tameh, also you could use it. That's only one suffix. But the other suffix is, true, he's a geisus now, but maybe he'll pull through. Maybe he'll live through Pesach. Maybe he won't die on Yud Dalid. If he doesn't die on Yud Dalid, everybody's going to be Torah on Yud Dalid. So if you're going to bring your Korban Pesach on Yud Dalid, you have to have a Torah to take a knife. Therefore, since there's only one suffix, maybe he will die, maybe he won't die, the person cares and his table is knife. He makes sure the knife is Torah. That's why the knife is sure he put into the mikvah. Ma'ashen ken kupitz the trei sveikam. A kupis, he has two sveikas, he'll have to use it tomorrow or not. Loi matfulo, he won't put it into the mikvah because of two sveikas. One suffix is, true, maybe the Nasi will die, on the tzad the Nasi dies, then Rov Tzibah will be tameh tomorrow, and you don't bring Korban Chagiga b'tumah. You can only bring Korban Pesach if Rov Tzibah is tameh. But the Chagiga, though, that you can't bring. So that's one suffix. And the second suffix is, even if you want to tell me the Nasi will live, but it's not 100%, you'll need a Korban Chagiga tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow, right before the Shchita, your Korban Pesach, your 50 partners will check out, they'll go to a different Korban Pesach, and you'll only be left with 5 people on your Korban. If you only have 5 people to your Korban, then you're going to have enough meat to eat to satisfy yourself from your Korban Pesach alone, and you won't have to bring a Chagiga. So therefore, now when the owner has his butcher's knife here on Yud Gimel Benitzin, and he knows the Nasi is a Geises, the Nasi of Klai Yisrael may die. So he has two sveikas if he's going to need this butcher's knife tomorrow or not. So since he has two doubts of need it or not, there we have it, start to say he's not going to put it into the mikvah. He thinks, Mamonashach, maybe the Nasi will die, and then most of the tzibah will be tamei, and then the Lachamish, you can't bring a Chagiga. And even if he doesn't die, maybe my Korban Pesach will be sufficient for us to fill ourselves up from it, and we won't need a Korban Chagiga. So that's why the Braisa says, if you find the knife on Erev Pesach, for sure it's Torah, because the owner for sure put it into the mikveh yesterday. But if you find the kupis on Erev Pesach, maybe the Bailam did not put it into the mikveh, because he has the suffix, maybe he won't need it. But we have no raya, maybe even according to Ben Tema though, maybe the Chagiga that you bring on Erev Pesach, maybe you are allowed to break the bones. We have no raya. Maybe when the Torah says you can't break the bones of a Korban Pesach, it says, bow, only dafka Korban Pesach is also to break the bones, and maybe Korban Chagiga, you are allowed to break the bones. So for me, you have no raya. Tomorrow doesn't not push you the shayla. If according to Ben Taima, you bring your korban chagig on erev Pesach, if you're allowed to break the bones or not, this is the one suffer the more obliged by a suffer. Tomorrow, Tanya, we learn Yehuda ben Dusoi Tirish. He went away. Who Dusoi benoi? Him and his son Dusoi. For holach v'yoshev le'vedorim. They went away from Yerushalayim to live far away from Yerushalayim in order not to bring a korban Pesach. They didn't want to bring korban Pesach. What did they do this for? So Rashi says, Yebendu soy piris. So Rashi mina chachomim. He went away from the chachomim. Venivdu mehem, he separated himself. Mevnei shoy yoimim, he himself made a drosha, and he said, Mevnei shpaket, he heard that the chachomim darshin, that the chachomim used to say, Ein chagigas arbos avich Shabbos. That in the case Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, halacha is you're only allowed to bring your korban Pesach, but even if you don't have enough meat, you're not allowed to bring a chagiga. The chagiga is not doicha Shabbos. The way we learned before, that's what our Mishnah says. On Shabbos, the chagiga is not doicha Shabbos. Now, he himself, Ben Dusoi, held not like that. The Yoshev Loi Bedorim, Zakrashi, Rochak Mishlayim, he took himself and moved far away from Mishlayim. Shle Lalas Leregel, he didn't want to go all the Regel Zayin. The Yeshaya Be Pesach, or the chagiga. And then he'll be mechuyev to bring a korban pesach and a chagiga on Shabbos. The ksava, because he himself holds chagiga choyva v'afilu b'meruba. He himself dashen sukim that this korban chagiga is mamash a choyev to bring on every pesach. Even if you have enough meat from your korban pesach, still there's a choyev today to bring the chagiga. And he holds it even doicha Shabbos. So mele, according to his shita, if every pesach will come out on Shabbos, I'd be mechuyev to bring a korban chagiga. And he knows the Chomim hold not like him. The Chomim Darshan, will he hold? No. Only Korban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. But the Chagiga, there's no real Chiyuv to bring it. You only bring it when you don't have enough meat from the Korban Pesach. But if you have enough meat, you don't bring it. So it's not a Chiyuv to bring today. It's not Doicha Shabbos. So in order not to get into a Machlokes with the Chomim, he picked himself up and moved far away from Yishlayim, never to have to come into the Suffolk. He didn't have to bring Korban Pesach. He lived too far away. That's what he did. But Abadi was wrong. Let's see the Gemara. Yes, he said, Omri said, Im Yovi Eliyo, if Eliyo and Ovi would come, for Yoy Malem Li Yisrael, Mifnei Ma Loi Chagagtem Chagigo B'Shabbos, Mahein Oimim Loi. That's what he was afraid of. He himself held that when Shabbos comes out Erev Pesach, you have a Chiyuv to bring a Chagigo. He was afraid, everybody now is not going to do it. He's afraid, what's going to be to everybody when Eliyo and Ovi comes and tells them that the Lachar is like me? That's the way he held. So for sure, Eliyo and Ovi is going to give it to them and say they should have brought it. So in order he should not be, have this tiner on him, he moved away. So at the Gemara, Tamahani Yashneg Deli Ador, he had a big shayla, he had a big temia. He wondered on his two Deli Ador, Shemayiv Avtalyan, Shein Chachomim Gedolim. They were great Chachomim. The Darshonim Gedolim, they knew how to dashen very good. V'lo yomru lem li Yisrael chagiga derech haShabbos. And that's what this Yehuda ben Dusoi bothered him so much. How come Shemayiv Avtalyan didn't tell everybody like I hold? He said, how come you don't hold like me either? To say that this korban chagiga on erev Pesach is a chayiv and it's even doicha Shabbos. Omar Rav, so Rav said, my time of the Ben Dusoi, what's like a pshat him? Why does he hold so strong that even doicha Shabbos to bring a korban chagiga on erev Pesach? The chsiv he holds like this. The pasuk says, "Vizovachta Pesach l'Hashem olakecha tsoinu boker." Pasuk in Devarim saying you're supposed to bring the korban Pesach from what? Tsoin from sheep. Ubaka from cattle. A pelvic apostic. Baloi, ain pesach element akvosim in ezim. We know that a korban pesach could only be from either lamb or else from goats. But it can't be from bokor. So what's John this apostic that says, Vizavach the pesach lashem lakech a tsoin ubaker? How could the apostic say you can bring a korban pesach from a bokor from cattle? We know not like that. A korban pesach in Vayikra says clearly only from either lambs or goats. Elo, John the apostic in the verb is like this. Soin he dashin, ben du soy dash, Yehuda ben du soy dashin, soin means ze pesach. Bokor, zu chagiga. Third, the pasuk is saying, chagiga is a chayv also. The yomarach moniv is of achta pesach. The Torah is telling you that on erev pesach there's a chayv to bring a korban chagiga. Just like you have a chayv to bring a korban pesach, and just like a korban pesach is zeicha Shabbos, if erev pesach is Shabbos, you bring the korban pesach. He holds the pasuk says, was the vast pesach shomer chayv a tsoinu boker, that even this boker, even this chagiga, also is doicha Shabbos. That's his drasha. So the Gemara Amar Rav Ashi, V'anan, time of the prushim, nekev neforish. Like Rav Ashi says, Avadi is wrong. You want us to explain the psukim the way this prushim, the way he dashins, like Avadi is wrong. So now we'll have to explain what's like a real pshat in the posik. El the posik means like this. El akro likud Rav Nachman udiyosa. The posik is coming to teach us this shver posik in the Devarim, Rav Nachman talocha. The Yom Rav Nachman, Yom Rav Bavua. Minayin lemoiser haPesach shekarav shlomim. How do we know if you have a korban Pesach, you will makdish this korban l'shem korban Pesach, and a passed by Pesach, you didn't use it. One case is it got lost erev Pesach. So you had to get yourself a new korban, and after Pesach you found your old korban Pesach. It happened in a case that you had a korban Pesach, and for some reason you didn't bring it. What do you do with it now? What din does this korban have after Pesach? The halacha is a korban shlomim. You have a right to bring it the shleim shlomim. It has a kedusha, has a din shlomim on it now, and you have to bring it like a korban shlomim. Have kavod l'shem shlomim, and it's kosher. How do we know this? I metchilu, you made it for korban Pesach. How do we know a korban Pesach afterwards turns into a korban shlomim? Shenemar our posik. The posik says, "Vizovachta Pesach l'Hashem alokecha tzoyin u'boker." A korban Pesach could become from tzoyin, from sheep, and from cattle. For the Gemara, v'chi Pesach min aboker bo. Could a korban Pesach come from cattle? For lo yein Pesach bo ela min akvosa min izim. We know that a korban Pesach could only be from a male lamb, or else from a male goat, but not from anything else. Elo, this posik is teaching us moisera Pesach. That if you have your korban Pesach that you did not bring on Yudalit, on Erev Pesach, for some reason, you didn't bring it then, it's left over, what do you do with it now? Yehei, it should be ledover for a certain type of a korban, habo min atzoyno min aboker, from a korban that comes from anything. Now the only korban we have that comes from anything you want is a korban shlomim. A korban shlomim you could bring from tzoyin, from boker, from zochor, from the keva, any age, any year you want, you're allowed to bring korban shlomim. That's what the pasuk is telling us. That a korban Pesach sometimes, that means after Pesach goes by, after Yudalad Benisin, now what do you do with your korban? The din is it has a din shlomim on it. It's brought to something for korban that's brought min haboker, which means a korban shlomim. That's what we dashim with this posik. Ravad the posik does not come to tell us that there's a choyv on Erev Pesach to bring a chagiga. We hold that there is no choyv to bring a chagiga. It's only a choyv to bring a korban Pesach. Just a loch is if you're not going to have enough meat to satisfy yourself from your korban Pesach, then there's an inyan, bring another korban chagiga that day on Erev Pesach. Could they have enough meat to satisfy yourself on that meat, and then you'll eat your korban Pesach b'soifa. So Rabbonin, my time will loydochi Shabbos. Hovadai korban tzibu. Moriah Sakash, now good, we don't dash in this posik. Of the kasha is, how come this chagiga is not doicha Shabbos? The chur is called the korban tzibur. So Rashi says, why is it called the korban tzibur? It's not really the tzurach tzibur, it's the tzurach every yochid the yochid, but the Teretz says, just like the Gemara later is going to say, that a korban Pesach is also called the korban tzibur. Even though every single person brings his own korban Pesach, so why is it called the korban tzibur? The Teretz says, because it's both bechnufyam, because everybody brings it together. That we had the Mishnah before, at three different times of the day, everybody comes into the Azara. So since you have a whole tzibur there at the same time, bringing the korban Pesach, it's considered like a korban tzibur. So what in the chagiga also? Avad, it could happen that you'll have a lot of people that don't have enough meat from their korban Pesach. So a lot of people together are going to bring the korban chagiga. So the korban chagiga should be like a korban tzibur. Saftam tak is not doicha Shabbos. All korban tzibur we know are doicha Shabbos. Saftam this one is not doicha Shabbos. Rashi, Amay L'Docha Shabbos. Rashi learned a little different. Rashi learned Amay L'Docha Shabbos V'Afilu Chagigas Chamishosa. Rashi is even better. Hey, how come the Chagiga that there's a Choyv to bring on Yom Tif? Hey, that's a Choyv, you have to bring it. How come that Korban is not Docha Shabbos? Hovade Korban Sibuhu to Osa B'Chanufyon Ki Pesach Zaman Tivulam. It's better. Now, the Kash is not on the Chagiga Erev Pesach. The Chagiga Erev Pesach is not even a Choyv. Only if you need the meat. Mashenken on Yom Tif, there's a Choyv to bring a Korban Chagiga. Chagigas Yom Tov. So how come this korban is not doicha Shabbos? And by Sotah tomorrow knew for sure it's not doicha Shabbos. Have the Gemara? What's the Mishnah say? Why by Sotah they knew it? Yelaita. So how do they know this? My time of doicha Shabbos. Om Rav Eloi Mishum Rav Yehuda Ben Safram Om Akro. The pasuk says Vechagoysem Oisoi Chag Lashem Shivas Yomim Bashonim. Now this pasuk is going on. Trashi Vechagoysem Oisoi Trashi Vechag Asukas Tziv. This posting is talking about Chag HaSukkis. Tetastum l'idei kol shmoina. Hilkach shmoina hevi. El lash remina ein lachak agigash deich shabbos sukkach lemishkach shmoina l'yernam. The kashri of this pasuk is going on sukkis. Now sukkis has 8 days. And they have a kriya to bring a korban chagiga, one chagiga throughout Yom Tov. But the chiddush is you have a tashlumin. If you don't bring it the first day, you can bring it the second day. You don't bring it the second day, you can bring it the third day. You have 7 days to mashlem to bring it. If you didn't bring it the first day, bring it any one of the 7 days. So the pasuk says, v'chagoysim oisoy chag l'ashem shivas yom mashonim. 7 days of the years of sukkis, you have time to bring your korban chagiga. The kashrut is shiva. Why only 7 days? Shemayin have it. There are 8 days to Sukkis. Elof near the raya mikan lechagiga shenadoicha to Shabbos. The pshat is there's for sure 1 day on Sukkis that you cannot bring the korban chagiga on Shabbos. That's why the pasuk says there's only 7 days that for sure you have a right to bring the korban chagiga, but not 8 days because 1 day has to be Shabbos. So on Shabbos that's the raya. On Shabbos you cannot bring the korban chagiga. So therefore, when the Torah is telling you how many days you have a right to be, if you didn't bring it the first day, how many days you have a right to make up for it, it's only 7 days, not 8 days. That's the raya. Korban chagiga is not doing Shabbos. Tomar ki yasi ravin omar, or martin lefnei raboisei. I said over in front of my rebbeim like a kasha. Pomim shiyata moitzi elishisha. I have a kasha on you. Sometimes you'll only have 6 days that you can bring the korban chagiga. Even though Sukkot is 8 days, how's the case? Let's say first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. So it comes out the first day of Shabbos and the eighth day of Shabbos. So you have 2 days of Sukkot that Shabbos. And you can't bring the Chagiga either one of these 2 days. So how many days could you bring the Korban Chagiga? Only 6. So you ask the Kurakash on the Torah. According to you, how does the Torah say for 7 days you can bring a Chagiga? It's not always 7 days. There are certain years you can only bring for 6 days. Because when the first day is Shabbos and the last day is Shabbos, those 2 days you can't bring. Like you should ask such a kasha, or Rashi learns what Avin Tichlo Koyvres Bonapoya. Like what kind of kasha is this? Avada Teretz is Shmoina LeMishkachas LoKlal. Hey, the Torah couldn't say 8 days, because 8 days you can never find. Because for sure 1 day Sukkot has to be Shabbos. Of a Shiva Isa Brayv Shonim. It's not a kasha in the Torah why it says for 7 days you have a tashlumim, because most of the years. The first day Sukkot is not Shabbos. So therefore, most of the time, you only have one Shabbos throughout Sukkot. Therefore, you have 7 days you can bring the Korban Chagiga. Therefore, it's good to tell you why it says, V'chagoyis l'mois l'chag l'shem shivas yamin. 7 days, usually, you have time to bring the Korban Chagiga. But avada, on Shabbos, it's not doicha Shabbos. You can't bring the Chagiga on Shabbos. Omer Ula, Omer Rebeloza. Shlomim sheshochto ner of Yomtif. Let's say somebody brought a Korban Shlomim on Erev Yomtif. Lav davka Pesach. Could be Sukkis, could be Shavuos, any one of the Gimur Golim, there's a chiyuv to bring a Korban Chagiga and a Shalme Simcha on Yom Tov. So let's say you shechted Yishlomim on Erev Yom Tov. His Allah halt Ula holds, Ein Yoytzebem, Loi Mishum Simcha. If you want to eat this meat tomorrow, a Korban Shlomim you're allowed to eat for 2 days. So leave over the meat tomorrow on Yom Tov and eat it the first day Sukkis? No. You will not be Mekayim the Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov with this meat. And who then if you eat this meat, or the Rashi says, or even if you leave over the korban for tomorrow and for a shech the korban on Yom Tov, you will not be yotze mishum chagiga. Why? Mishum simcha, you're not yotze mitzvah simcha. Why not? The Quran Yom Tov now eating meat that was a korban, and that's all you need. The Quran to be yotze mitzvah simcha Yom Tov is to eat meat from a korban. But there it says the siv he dashes ula dashes a posik v'zavachta v'somachta. The posik says. There's the vachta, you have to shech the korban, there's the machta, and eat it and be happy with it. So, idashin, binan, zvicha, v'shas, timcha. The shchita of the korban has to be